The Triore service is of ancient origin. The Church has commemorated the Passion and Death of our Lord on Good Friday for centuries, from the very beginning, because there are few things more capable of inspiring love in the hearts of men for their God than the sight of Jesus nailed to the cross. 2,000 years ago, our Lord said that he had come to cast fire on the earth. We read in the Gospel of St. Luke, "I am come to cast fire on the earth, and what will I but that it be kindled?" The fire he spoke of was the fire of divine love. The spark that ignites that fire in our cold hearts is the sight of him upon his cross. His flesh is torn, his head is crowned with thorns, nails are driven through his hands and feet. In agony he hangs. And beneath him stands his own dear mother. Her soul is pierced with a sword of sorrow. They are the man of sorrows and the mother of sorrows. And they are both there for love of us. For you and me, they are there. He upon his cross, and she beneath it. Our Lord was constrained out of extreme love for us, until such time as he was scourged, crowned with thorns, and nailed to a cross, because the sight of him in his sufferings would be the very thing that would most effectively cast this fire upon the earth. Men will be constrained to love him when they see him in this way. That is why he said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all things to myself." We are here, my dear friends, to consider the lifting up of Christ from the earth onto his cross. And while we consider the great love of God, the Son, for us, and contemplate his passion and death, let us appreciate two things. The first is the immensity of God's love. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And the Son so loved us, he laid down his life for us. Greater love than this no man hath, that a man lay down his life for his friend. The second thing that we should appreciate is the wickedness of sin. Original sin and our own personal sins. This afternoon, let us view our sins against the backdrop of Christ's sufferings and death on that first Good Friday. Thus we will follow our blessed Lord through the events of his passion and death, side by side with his blessed mother. We will travel along the Via Dolorosa, and at Calvary we will stand beside her. And as we do, we should ask our Lord through her intercession for some special grace. We all need something. Perhaps it is the grace of repentance that we need. Perhaps we have been away from confession for a long time. Or maybe we have made bad confessions. Sometimes people do that through fear or shame. Sometimes people do it for many, many years. And now all we need is the divine whispering of our Lord to encourage us. If there is anyone here in such a situation, ask our Lord for the grace to get it straightened out. And he will give it to you this afternoon. As the holy prophet Isaiah says, if your sins be as scarlet, they shall be made as white as snow. And if they be red as crimson, they shall be white as wool. After the Traore service this afternoon, there will be two priests available to hear confessions. You have nothing to be afraid of in the confessional. The priest is there to help you, and he will help you. There is mercy in the confessional, where our Lord awaits you in the person of his priest. If there is some other problem in your life or some great cross to carry, ask our Lord this afternoon the grace to deal with it. He will give it to you. He loves you dearly and longs to be loved by you. We may ask for the grace of God for us and our family, and for those most in need of God's mercy. Today we especially plead with the Mother of Sorrows that we may see her Son, the Man of Sorrows, with her eyes, and that we may love him with her heart. Therefore, this afternoon from 12 to 3, we will meditate on the sufferings of Christ. We will follow our Lord on his way to Calvary by praying the Stations of the Cross. We will say intermittently the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And finally, we will venerate a relic of the true cross, which is exposed on the altar. And you will have the privilege to come up through the altar rail to kiss the relic, after which we will receive a blessing of the true cross. Before his death, our Lord said, "Now is the judgment of the world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself." So let us now consider him as he is lifted up from the earth upon his cross. And we pray that he will draw our hearts to him.